You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. I'm very pleased to say we are joined by Luis Fleischman. He is the senior advisor to the Mengus Hemispheric Security Project of the Center for Security Policy. He's also the author of Latin America in the Post-Chavez Age, the Security Threat to the United States. We want to talk to him about what's going on in Latin America and the security and other threats that it poses to us at the moment. Dr. Fleischman, it's good to have you. Welcome back.
It's good to be here with you, Frank.
So let's talk about what is the latest state of play in Venezuela. I know it's not improved since we last talked, Luis. No happy new year for the Venezuelans, that's for sure. But what is the current status of the effort by the government there to crush the opposition, to silence it, and otherwise to consolidate its control despite its appalling performance, especially economically? And talk to us a little bit about some of the innovative approaches that you think might be in order for us at the moment.
Well, Frank, the situation in Venezuela is bad, to say the least, because not only that we have a problem of starvation, a lack of basic medicines, the return of diseases that have been eradicated many, many years ago, like diphtheria, malaria, measles, is not just an economic problem only. You know, given all this situation, Maduro is still aspiring to consolidate power. He has called for a presidential election in April while eliminating most of the opposition. As you know, a couple of months ago, he won in October and in December, respectively, the gubernatorial and the mayoral elections, and that was done through fraud. And in the case of the mayoral elections, it was through the absence of the opposition.
Just to be sure that the opposition can pose no challenge to him, as I understand it, the courts there have now precluded the opposition from even being on the ballot. Is that right in the upcoming presidential elections?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. This is what happened, and that is basically the consolidation of an authoritarian state, because if you have a one-party system, that means it's exactly like in Soviet Russia. You know, it's Soviet communism, pure and simple.
The last vestiges of a democratic government are over the side now, and the people of Venezuela have no opportunity, really, to change the course of their government. This is a tragedy of the greatest order. And Luis, what kinds of innovative strategies are you recommending be adopted by the United States government to deal with this challenge?
Well, Frank, first of all, the United States government needs to understand that the case of Venezuela is not only about protecting democracy or protecting human rights. It's also about protecting our own security. Venezuela is a narco state that has encouraged more and more drug businesses in our own backyard, in Latin America, and it's affecting our own, it's affecting our own people. Secondly, it has relations with guerrilla groups, it has relations with Hezbollah, has relations with Iran. So the removal of the regime is in our interest. So far, only sanctions against individual generals and individual military officers and politicians have been applied. What we need at this point is sanctions against the entire military and, of course, the political system, but it should be sanctions against the entire state. And not to think about what happened with the embargo of Cuba, whether it worked or didn't work. But also it needs to be accompanied by some sort of military operation that will not sacrifice necessarily American soldiers, but at least could impose a naval blockade on Venezuela in order to basically starve the military and at the same time not allowing them any possibility to react. In other words, what we need to do is basically force the military to abandon the Maduro regime.
It seems to maintain that control, Luis Fleischman, with the possible exception of the instances in which the military refused to fire on some of their own people. But this is a grim prospect indeed. I see very little appetite in the neighborhood for the kind of course of action that you've recommended. But it certainly seems to me that this is a cancer that is metastasizing and will do so with grave implications for us as well as the region. Let me ask you, you mentioned Hezbollah, Luis. Since we last talked, there have been revelations in Politico, among other places, about the Obama administration having essentially stopped and otherwise impeded efforts by government agencies in this country to prosecute, roll up, otherwise interrupt the drug trafficking operations from Venezuela and elsewhere of that Iranian proxy terrorist group. What is it doing now in both Venezuela and, as you understand it, in our own country to continue bringing in drugs and otherwise putting itself in a position to be a more serious threat to this country and its friends and allies?
Oh, there is no question. I mean, the fact that the Project Cassandra, which was a project of the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency, to target a $1 billion annual Hezbollah cocaine trafficking operation in Latin America and the United States.
Wait a minute, say that again. You said a $1 billion a year operation?
It's a $1 billion year operation that, according to some sources, goes directly to the Middle East to fund the war in Syria to protect the Assad regime. But the worst of all is that we are allowing Hezbollah to operate in our own in Latin America. And basically the Obama administration vetoed the continuation of that operation. Now, Frank, let's remember, Hezbollah and the drug cartels are cooperating very closely, and we can see it in the tunnels that have been built between Mexico and the United States. These tunnels pretty much remind, according to expert Matt Levitt, remind the way they were built. It reminds the tunnels that have been built between in the border between Lebanon and Israel. So Hezbollah's penetration in our area is extremely dangerous. And here we are, doing nothing. You know, the 8 years of the Obama administration has been a lost decade. And so far, I think we need more action on the side of the government of the administration of Donald Trump.
This would seem to be especially obvious, given that you now have John Kelly, who, as Southern Command commander, a four-star general, was very concerned about these sorts of threats, and certainly understands that those high-quality, high-technology, even tunnels, can be used not just to bring in tons of cocaine, but various other very dangerous hombres, as they say.
Terrorists, and there is a report that also about 30% of the people that cross the border illegally, of course, are of Sunni Arab origin. So that means that it's not only now Hezbollah trying to get in, but there is a potential that also people associated with Sunni terrorism may be able to get in. You know, and this is a very serious issue that needs to be part of the discussion. And we don't have this national discussion. Huh?
Why we value so much the work that you do at the Mengus Hemispheric Security Project of the Center for Security Policy is this is an area of the world where, despite the obvious nature of these challenges, we are simply mostly ignoring them. And the time for doing that is clearly over. Thank you for the leadership you provide and the great work you're doing. You can check it out, folks, at securefreedom.org. Look for Luis Fleischman's reports, the Americas Report, and his other writings there. We appreciate so much your time. Luis Fleischman, the author of Latin America in the Post-Chavez Era, The Threat to U.S. Security. Come back to us again very soon, if you will. Next up, Bill Gertz joins us. We'll take stock with him of what's going on inside the ring right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.